Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 53 degrees, 411 on this Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. Before the top of the hour, if you heard our call with Giuseppe from Jessup, coming up after the break, we're going to have Ollie from Oliphant and Eddie from Einan. So stay tuned to the Rob O'Donnell Show for all that. But because it's Tuesday, and like every Tuesday, we're going to bring our friend Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran, a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he helps our veterans navigate that system. Tommy, how's things going, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm up against it, Rob. It's tax day. I haven't even begun opening up my books. My accountant, we got a call scheduled for about 2 or 3 hours. I try to tell my wife I can't do it because I got Rob's show. I got to find out what's going on with Giuseppe. Is he okay? Is he going to make it?
He's suffering. He's suffering. He couldn't tell me why or how, but he's suffering. So.
Yeah. He's suffering hard. He needs to go get checked in there for that TDS. It's bad in certain areas. I'll tell you where it's not bad is here in Texas. It is not bad here, but in California where I was, it was rampant.
I was going to say, you got yourself a couple more hours there being in Texas for this tax day, but I saw you were in D.C. What any happenings there?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I was trying to get with some of the people in DOGE to get information on what's going on with the VA and these contracts. So it's kind of interesting, Rob. Do you remember at the very beginning they were telling us we were doing show after show after show where I was just addressing that they're not going to cut VA benefits? Because I was being reported on social media and on X, which I'm old, so I still call it Twitter. But all those kinds of rumors were out there, and we were talking about it. And now what's coming out is DOGE isn't cutting VA benefits. DOGE is actually saving and finding money for veterans to get the services that they paid for with their service, their military service, and their families as well. I don't know if you saw this, Rob. And I was trying to track it down, and now it is confirmed. In D.C., I had heard this all throughout the halls, that DOGE had found a $15.3 million contract a year that was replaced by a $3.9 million contract. And what they found was that the market price of this contract was significantly lower everywhere else, and they were basically paying somebody $380,000 a month at the VA to do survey work and minor website modifications that were also being showed to be done internally at the VA. And when they found out, this took about a VA employee about 10 hours a week. So they added it to a VA employee's duties, and then they removed this contract for the surveys, and they saved veterans about $11.1 million. And immediately, people were up in arms at both sides. You had people who actually care about veterans and the services that they're getting, and they were up in arms that this contract had ever existed. And listen, everyone is to blame. This isn't a Democrat blame game scenario with this contract. This is everyone's responsibility that this contract existed so far significantly over the market price. Imagine going to McDonald's and they charge you, you know, you go up and you order a Happy Meal for your kids or whatever, and they charge you, you know, literally 150 times more than what it is for everyone else, you would be irate. You wouldn't accept it, right? But this is going on constantly at the VA, so they found out about this contract and put it in. Now, on the other side, there's people who are upset saying, hey, this isn't right that they're able to look at these contracts. You know, there was a contract in place that they have to honor the contract. I am usually on that. If there's a contract in place, you should honor the contract, except when it comes to the taxpayer. And keep in mind, these are the same people who we had tons of contracts on the books to build a wall, and they got rid of all those contracts. All right. So when it comes to the general public and taxpayer money and servicing our veterans, I just think that it needs to be corrected. And I'm super happy that they found this. And this idea that $11.1 million is not a lot of money. I mean, maybe that's
This is a single contract in a single department. So you start putting these things together, and it is a lot of money. And listen, no one out there, especially in your and my demographic, is going to say, why should we pay $15.3 million for something that can be done for $3.9 million? And like you said, this goes on for decades. This goes on from administration to administration. No one reviews these things. No one looks at these things. It's just the way it's been. It's the way we always do things. It's the way we always did things. Why am I going to look into it and rock the boat? Who knows who initiated that contract? They may be somebody higher up in the government. They may be one of their friends who has that contract. I'm not going to bring a spotlight on this. We all know how this goes.
Oh, absolutely. To think, you know, $11 million, $11.1 million, you know, because even if I got $100,000, I think you and me both, Robin, everyone, I think probably listening to your station, we got $11.1 million right now. We'd be pretty dang happy. things would be good. You know, I'm Mexican, so for me, I wouldn't be happy for long, because it wouldn't take very long for my family to find out, and they'd all be calling me with a handout. But
that goes for any family, my friend. That goes for any family.
But when you got 18 brothers and sisters, it's real bad. But this is what we had for Doge. This is what we wanted with a president who was a businessman. We wanted a businessman to come in here and to clean house on all this wasteful spending. They're finding millions and millions of dollars and billions of dollars in wasteful spending in certain agencies. And we're also finding out that a lot of these buildings that are being used and upkept, that they are wasting money on that too. And they're looking at getting rid of a lot of these buildings and renting some of those spaces. So I'm really excited, and I'm going to be back in D.C. again next week. I've been monitoring a lot of stuff that's going on at the VA. I'm hoping to have a big report for everybody here real soon, but we'll see. But there's a lot going on, and let me tell you, I am a lobbyist. And I am in those halls, and I am at the clubs afterwards, and there are so many people shaking in their boots in the lobbying world. And they're telling me, hey, my clients are worried. My clients are upset. They worry that, hey, the deals ain't there anymore. They got to be more diligent with the taxpayer money. There has to be more accountability, and all these things are being forced onto them. And I shake my head and I tell them, oh yeah, that's tough. But in my mind, and I even mention it sometimes, I say, well, this is the new administration. This is what people voted for. It's a shame that it ever got this far. The people thought that this wasn't ever going to occur, and we need a clean house and get money. I'm not against spending money, but I want money spent in the right way. And Doge is doing that.
Yep, and it's one part of what's going on. You also have the secretaries and directors themselves streamlining things, doing the decisions they're making, letting people go, changing a personnel. It's a process. It's a process that's going to take some time. So let's see where we are at the end of the fiscal year to see what was saved, what wasn't saved, and how we could do better. There's always room for improvement. And the thing is, government never seemed to try, and at least they're trying.
Yeah, it's a really good sign. If we could find something, and keep in mind, Doge has really only been working 37 days, I think it's been, where they went in. And they went into the VA about 37 days ago, and they found about $1 billion in savings already. With $1 billion, imagine the services we could be giving to our veterans and their families. And imagine that for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP. I just heard the report on your show, one of the commercials about the MAHA movement, getting rid of soda for SNAP. And I have to tell you, I am so in favor of that. I have been recently cutting out soda out of my diet, and I've lost a significant amount of weight getting rid of the sugar. And people will then say, well, Tommy, you're a hypocrite. You drink soda. Why shouldn't the people on SNAP drink soda? Well, I'll give you why I'm not a hypocrite. I'll give you the reason behind that. It's because I'm paying for my soda. Okay, I'm buying it with money that I went out and worked for. If you're getting my money, then I want you to drink something healthier. You better be healthier than me with my money. That's always my mindset on those things. So I'm happy to see things like this happening in our government.
Sounds good. So you're back in D.C. in a couple of weeks, you said?
I'll be back there next week, and then I'm going home to San Diego to see my brand-new grandson. And then, Rob, I got to get out to your place and do a show there so we could talk VA benefits with some people, and then hopefully I could bring in maybe the secretary of the VA or somebody from HVAC. I was with Congressman Van Orden last week talking a lot about the House Veteran Affairs Committee and some of the things that are going on there. He's doing a remarkable job, him, Congressman Luttrell, Chairman Bost. We're seeing a lot of improvement at the VA because of their leadership.
Absolutely. They're always welcome here. We got three chairs in the studio besides mine, so get them in anytime you want, Tommy.
Thanks, Rob.
Tommy, how can my listeners follow you on your social media?
Well, you can always find me at Tommy Marquez Consulting. I'm on YouTube. I keep wanting to say Twitter, I guess. It's so hard for me to say X. X, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. At Tommy Marquez Consulting.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the family in the meantime.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
Take care, my friend.